Now, let's see. Roxy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I decided I want to go private, and I think this may be the last time we talk, so I want to say thanks a lot. Is there any way to keep in touch with you without being here?
Well, no, wait. Well, yes, but you do that already. Don't separate. You got to be inclusive, not exclusive, because to be private, you can be private anyway, but you kind of do that already anyway. There's no fun in that, is there?
I have fun.
Well, do the math. It doesn't apply. You're fitting what you fit to. So, I mean, please yourself. There's no contest there, but you're just now figuring it out. So, jump in.
Yeah, so I would like to ask you about the frequencies. We were speculating about this quantum hearing. How does it really work with the frequencies that are somehow...
He interpreted them and laid them into a tonal flow, and the tonal flow applied. It either flowed and resonated, or it flowed and stopped. So it's basically like a sharp, tingy, tinny sound, or melodious. Kind of like a good middle C. It's crisp and bright, and a flat or off sharp or flat becomes tinny. Like an out-of-tune harpsichord, and that's how you can tell that vibration will itch.
And how is that in the music of Vestal Rudman and the Fasola that somehow you like so much? And
actually, Mandarin is even better. Mandarin's better, but you guys, if you can't get the Fasola, Mandarin will really turn you off. So it's okay.
Mandarin, you mean Chinese?
Yes.
What Mandarin?
Mandarin speaking.
I read the thundering affects the frequencies of the earth from the discharges in the ionic layer of the earth are somehow charged, and this affects how the earth resonates.
You're talking about the collective tissues. You're talking about the collective tissues that apply.
With all the volcanic activity, there's a lot of thundering. So is that, in a way, activating this net of ley lines and constructions? Is that the reason why there's so many volcanoes that are active?
No. No, well, they've always been active. You just didn't recognize it or note it sometimes. So you're just noticing it now because you're getting closer to it. You are vibrationally closer to their resound, So it becomes, it's obvious. It's kind of like you can hear a trumpet a long, 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 long way away. But then when you get right up next to it and it's in your ear, boy, it blows you out. Things more predominant. And that's what you're talking about there.
Before you said this is about connecting the frequencies.
No, it's about connecting you to the frequencies, which is what you're trying to get out of, which we think is just hysterical. It's kind of cute. Makes us hot, too. It's great. It's good. Isn't that great?
What would be your advice?
Start living. Mix it up. Stir it up a little bit. You're doing perfect. You're doing wonderful. There's nothing else better to do. Keep doing what you are trying to accomplish, except when you get right to the edge of it, don't stop. Move on. You got it. It's good. You got to the heaven's joy awaits. You just keep getting to the end, but you don't ever apply it.
What does that really mean?
Oh, it means start living. You don't have to analyze it if you're living.
But I'm living. What do you mean by living?
Engaging a godly position that is, in your world, achievable. It's the thing that stops a conundrum.
Yeah, that doesn't make it clear.
Well, it is. It's clear as mud. That's the whole point. We could live it for you. We could take you out of it and say, okay, we're done. You don't have to do anything else anymore. You're good. We're going to let vicariously live your life for you. And we're going to tell you what to do, and we're going to tell you how to do it, and we're going to tell you when to start, stop, and when to include and not include, and what to do, and every aspect of it, to the point that you become worse than the Jews under the rule and reign of Pharaoh, which is actually David's position from his brothers trying to put him into bondage. And so you don't want it like that. You can have it that way, but that's not what you really are asking for. What you're saying is teach me how to live, not tell me how to live. And so therefore you get to choose, pick, you get to say sort of how that kind of goes. And we say it that way because if you mess up, you still have access to say, okay, I'd like to do this different, or I'd like to rewash this, or I'd like to move to auto wash. I want to auto wash. And so you can clean something up and change something up or make something different, however pleases you. But you say, well, you have that already anyway. And we say, yes, but then right when you get down to the good parts, you step back because then you question, you know you're a God, you just don't know if you have your power yet. You know you're in charge, but you don't know if you control it or not. Got it? Isn't that fun? That's fun. Like that. Like that. Yeah. It's like a loping, an interloping wave. Isn't that great?
Yes,
so you did hear that then, yes?
I also want to ask about this. Yes. The Temple of Man, there are so many constructions that have that pattern, like the Capitol, that they show the apotheosis of Washington. So, in a way, there are many temples already, because that's the
apex. Apex.
Actually.
You're looking for apex, the tips, the peaks, the summits, the pinnacles, the tops, the vertex. Apex is what you're trying to say. That's what they're trying to represent. We're trying to get you to the apex, to the pinnacle. Every building display, even contemporary, icky, yucky, modernistic crap, still makes everything to a pinnacle. Do you see?
But did Washington really reach the apotheosis they're showing there?
They're just giving you an example of it. They weren't really trying to win. They weren't trying to tell you something. They were just trying to show you what it could be.
And how is the Capitol linked to the Loire Castles?
They are representative of this kingdom's timeline that's different from the rest of the world's timeline. It's how you know which world you're in. Like in Fringe, one world has the Twin Towers and the other world does not. One world has a bronzy, goldish Statue of Liberty, where the other one has the verde, green, copper version. So those singularities is what makes them individual. And you might resonate differently at a different key because you have your own vibrational frequency. That's why you're trying to be a loner, trying to get out on your own, because you don't think it rings right, but it does. But then other sounds become very harmonic around you, but then you don't like it because you're not the only sound. It's pretty fun. That's the connection to all the kingdoms. Dun, dun, dun.
I also want to know about Cosimo de
Medici. You're supposed to say,
stop
that. You're supposed to say, Sarah Shearn. Where's our Sarah Shearn? We earned a Sarah Shearn.
Sarah Shearn.
See.
Wunderbar.
Okay, good. Wunderbar. Yes, that's good.
Liebe dich. Super. Liebe.
That's it. Yes, see. Poquito español, por favor.
Yes, because you're always mentioning the Rothschilds. I want to know how they came into their power so that they were controlling the economy of the world. And what happened that day?
They don't. They're just responding. They don't. They're just responding to it. They don't even have that much say. They just respond to it. They're so keen with the response that it appears that they're making the market when indeed they're just mimicking it.
Yeah, but what about when they began after Waterloo, after Wellington beat Napoleon? How'd they get?
That's next Thursday, Bob. That's not now. That's funny, but see, that's what we're actually saying, is that you can't have that from there, because that's not there. Can't be there. See? Yet. You will, but it's not now. That's the anomaly. That's what you're trying to figure out. So, good. Develop it a little bit, Bob.
But they were aware of their Egyptian ancestry somehow. They're showing that. How did
So are you. They knew before. They knew they came from. Just like you're planning out where you came from all the way back, and then you start bumping into yourself, and then you get confused because you're bumping into yourself. You're like, oh, no, I can't bump into myself because I'm going to bump into myself. And we go, precisely.
And where do you mention them when you talk to me? Am I related somehow in the...
We would say yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'd say yes. Let's just leave it at you. If you'll accept yes, we'll go with that. But if you won't, then you're going to have to develop it, and you got to get there, and it's a challenge. But it's okay with us.
How could I go into finding this ancestor? This ascended.
Well, you have.
Ancestor.
You've already. You've already done it. You've done it, and you're asking about how to do what you've done. And if we told you and you did it, how would you know you did it?
I believe you.
Well, see, there's the rub. You got to get it. No, you have a million more questions, and that's perfectly all right. All we're saying is that don't make a great big to-do about this. Eddie Murphy said it best. Don't start nothing, and there won't be nothing. This is as simple as it can be. Just lather, rinse, repeat. And as you get better at this flow, it will flow. And you won't have this stoppage and this nasal bump and stuff.
Well, I think it's already flowing.
We would agree, but you won't have it won't be such a white-knuckled flight. That's what we're trying to soften for you, is the errant sense of urgency. Errant sense of urgency.
Okay. Yes, I have to person, I have to do it faster.
And you can, but faster isn't necessarily more efficient.
Why the pi looks like a portal, like an Egyptian door?
It's more like an arc, not a portal.
Is there any relationship between this measurement, because it's everywhere, with some type of connecting us with the frequency?
Mostly.
How will that apply?
Indubitably.
Are you talking about pi? Pi?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it looks like the entrance of the Temple of Man. And I suppose the symbol came from that portal. Is that so?
It is.
And this pi is everywhere, so... I want to know.
And see, in trigonometry, it's going to change your 1 pi. Well, that's what we're telling you. On your line of x, 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, it's going to change all that. It's going to change it.
What are the initials of the web page of the LCFR? When you say it's like Lucifer, the LFFR Rothschild.
and Tefla's version, the Travorkian version?
No, I find it interesting.
Well, it is interesting. It is. It is. It is. It is.
And what does that mean?
Well, Tefla thought they owned it, but they didn't.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's great fun. We applaud your beautiful, wonderful work. It's greatly wonderful.
Yes, I could go on, but I suppose other people want to ask too. So.
Yeah, we're going to. Okay. Maybe I'll have time to get back to you. Okay, so let's see.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome always.
Good morning.
Okay, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Morning. Hi, Ayan.
Hey.
I wanted to ask a question. I was looking at the Loire Valley again, and I did not know that they said the Loire Valley was the Valley of the Kings. I went to a chateau. It was called Chateau Goulaine. Is it Goulaine? It's in Nantes, France. They said it was the first of the chateaus that was built, and it's been there for over 1,000 years.
Not so much.
Not so much. Is it significant?
That's right. That's the question. Is it significant? And really, not so much. It's gonna be bumped up a little bit because you're gonna run out of things to use to make. So you'll take advantage of it. But that's okay. It's coming.
Okay, is their coat of arms, the meaning of their coat of arms, on one side it's red, and it has three lions, and they're facing, looking straight at, and the other side has got the fleur-de-lis, which is blue. And their coat of arms means, of this one and that, I award the crown. I noticed that in the Labyrinth painting by Sheila Kern, on the left-hand side, there is a coat of arms on the wall at the corner. It is got the lion, but it's also in a checkerboard of that lazuli blue, but also the red.
Yes.
Does that have any significance to that coat of arms?
A bit. It points to. It's when you have the change. You're still in the House of Pendragon now. That's going to change.
Okay, Pendragons again.
Always, you can't get past until you get that part. You can't get the rest.
Shall we go into Pendragons? Is that considered an energy force, or is it considered
no.
dragon? Or
no.
No.
No, 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 no. You figured out what it isn't, so good. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was significant with the court of King Arthur. Is that correct? Is that what propped it up?
No, King Arthur is what brought you up to snuff to see it. That's what was used, the Merlin side, to bring you to see it. It always was. You just couldn't see it. There's a lot of things that are that you can't see. And because you can't see them, you say they are not. But yet they are. It's kind of like cloud computing. You think you have it, but they've emulated it, they've copied it. Now they make for a cloud. Now everybody's fighting over the cloud. First they said the cloud did not exist. There was no such thing. Then we invented it, and it went and started on. Then the next thing you know, it might have some significance. Well, it could be used for some applications. Well, it might be okay for something here or there. Well, I don't know. It could be developed into something, but it's absolutely nothing now. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to kill each other over it. Michael Dell's trying to buy EMC Square, and he's taking VMware, and they've dropped $50 a share, and they're going to try to make VMware pay for this inversion from Michael Dell to take it back to price. And use VMware's money to pay for the whole thing so he can build a cloud development so when the right carbon strands to store all the information that he is, Julian Assange is fixing to come out of that thing, by the way, that started you wicked leaks. So then that comes into a place where you have a window for the cloud of glory to shine as a pillar of fire by night and a cloud of glory by day. So once that becomes the case, then it will be. So all that's happened so far is you have an indemnified ramification of a perspective of what is. So when it bees, the is that bees will. That when the is's and the arnesses agree, you have to have something that says they were. Otherwise, it may not. And if it may not, then there's the rub. Obviously. See how we took the android meme and took it something that's some woo 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 and brought it all the way up to Leopold II?
Yes, she did.
How very clever of you to figure that out. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for
always. It's the least we could do. No, really, telling you straight out is about the least we can do. You're right.
So,
and even so, happily so. Go ahead.
Back to the Pendragons. That is that specific piece of area land in Wales.
Actually, it's in Lourdes. It's in Lourdes, but yes.
Lourdes, France?
Lourdes is everywhere, darling, when you get to there.
There's the red dragon, and there's also the white that I've seen on the flags. Is that significant, the difference between the two, or is it just something not important?
Oh, it's significant. No, it's significant, certainly. It always is. It always is, of course.
Does it go back to the Syro-Phoenicians?
No, but it goes to that era. You can't go to the Syro-Phoenicians until you develop Babylon. You haven't even got Phoenicia. So you, until you have Babylon, you can't have Phoenicia.
Okay, Babylon was Mesopotamia.
Babylon is. Babylon is not a was. Babylon is.
That's right, because we don't have linear time. But you also
if it's ours, then you look at it from a different quantitative position. And we're not chiding you; we're trying to be clear. So when you get somewhere, you'll know where you got.
Well, you said that without Babylon, Bob could not have done all that he's done.
That's right, and it's becoming. You ain't seen nothing Bob's done yet. Bob will tell you now. He don't know nothing. He can't see nothing. He can't do nothing. He didn't even know for sure if he eats ice cream or not. He'll have to ask somebody. Carolyn, do we eat ice cream? Yes, Bob, you eat way too much ice cream. Oh, okay. Yeah, and he didn't know. How does Bob know? Bob doesn't care. It's not about that. He's not going to waste his good, valued energy on something as novel and silly as consuming of what we consume. Doesn't make any difference to him. He just rolls with it. Literally, he just goes with it.
So Phoenicia, king of Tyre, came from
Tyra.
Tyra, it's never been established where exactly he did come from, because he's the one that provided
the
timber.
That's the point.
That's the point, isn't it? Where did he come from?
There you go. Then you start connecting. Now, don't look it up. We ain't put it in the Wikipedia yet. Till we put it in Wikipedia, it's a fool's errand. You run around here trying to not prove something. So we'll establish it in the Wikipedia and prove that it was, and then you'll be able to connect the dots, and you'll go, oh, my gosh, it was Marguerite all along. It really was. I didn't know. I was so excited. I found my way. Hallelujah.
Was it significant that he provided the timber for the temple, you know, for Solomon?
From Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon. Yeah.
Which I look at the cedars of Lebanon also as the Nephilim. Is that correct?
No, it's not the Nephilim.
But it is signifying something.
But of course it's significant. Yes, but not Nephilim.
Okay, so is it significant with the Moabites?
The Moabites apply better than Nephilim, yes, because the Moabites, at least they're just the people. Because you got to know that Moses' wife was a Moabite.
And you said that they were strange flesh.
Yeah, they were.
That word is strange flesh. I don't understand what that means, what strange flesh is. Is it something not
normal,
odd?
not known, foreign,
not known,
not well perceived, not inclusive of a knowing that's embraced or established within a meme?
Were they from that dimension? Were the Mobites from another dimension or another universe?
Oh, we'd say most of this are. And if they didn't, if they are from this one, you aren't. So you wouldn't recognize it regardless.
Okay.
Just saying. So the answer to the question is you're asking is beautiful. It's wonderful. It couldn't be more deluded or wrong, but it's beautiful. Because what happens is you now are engaged in the conversation. The conversation is that this even is. So if it is, now we've started. You've acknowledged it to a point that now you can connect the dots and try to come back to where it could come to. Where it could come to. Now be careful, you want the pluperfect tense, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So you got to come.
Yes, I do. Hello?
Phoenician? That's a person?
No, it was a Phoenicia. It was at one time on the Lebanese coast. It was called Phoenician. There were Phoenician colonies. I don't think Lebanon.
Yeah, I know that.
Lebanon. It was called Phoenicia.
Right, so you're saying the king of Tyre was a Phoenician?
Yes, he was a Phoenician.
Oh.
There's never been established.
Okay.
Where they were from, you know, that
right.
I did a lot of research a long time ago into that, and the only thing that I ever saw regarding them, you know, was in a book by a man by the name of David Flynn, who did a lot of work on the imagery, the symbols from Phoenicia.
And that's exactly where the Syro-Phoenicians came to. Good. Excellent.
Okay. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to catch up to that conversation, right?
Well, yes, because vibrationally it went ahead of you, because we gave it, and now you're acting as though you didn't get it. So as it was, then you come future to that vibration point, and then all of a sudden you hear it. That's why we seem really profound, and we're not profound at all. We're just lining you up the lines and spaces so that you can actually embrace it. That's all. And you're doing great, and everything is fine, blah, 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 blah. So it becomes a diamond distribution from the Syro-Phoenicians.
That has been a favorite phrase, you know.
Yes.
A diamond is a crystal. A diamond is many-faceted. The terrible crystal. I'm trying to throw some words out, trying to hope maybe I can get you to say something.
You're just trying to, Bob, she's trying to get us up to Alexander the Great, and that's not right what this is about, nor does it apply to, but that's what she's trying to get us to. It is not Syria, it is not Lebanon, it is not Israel.
Is it of this
New
world?
York City. New York City
okay.
is there.
That's closer to Babylon, yes.
All right.
Okay, when I think of Babylon, you said New York City has always been here, the one that we know. Bob made that specific.
Don't forget to watch 13 New York, Doctor Who. New York.
I will pull that one up and watch it. But the reason Babylon is significant is because Bob's chart, the hexad is dead, the clothing crystals have danced the hexadic. Let's see how I'm going to phrase this. Babylon is noted for multimedia. Babylon's noted for radio programs and television programs and many different people of many different places coming in and nesting there, living there. What is broadcast from there goes out through all the world all nations interact with it, come into it. They use it as a main distribution point of lots of things. Most religions are represented there. It sounds like a multi-world place where everybody comes in, and through there it's dispersed out. Is that any much a meaning of Babylon?
We'd say yes.
Things are archived in Babylon, are they not?
They are.
So everything that's been done has been archived in Babylon. Is that correct?
We could say yes.
Okay.
You're reaching, though, darling. That's not the point.
Yeah, I'm not getting to the heart of this matter. I can see I'm going around the circle.
You're slinging against the wall trying to see what will stick. And that's okay, because that's where a lot of people get a lot of things that way. They can get there, but it's not about there. It's about where, isn't it?
Yes, it is about where.
Uh-huh. And so now that's a degree of separation, so you can figure that out easily. It's no problem. So go back from your position. You're trying to find the information, just like Roxy's trying to find the information, just like Bob is prodding for information, just like Greg and Jenny are gleaning information in tidbits that they're putting the pieces together so they can know. But yet they do know stuff. Ask any one of them. They'll tell you. It's amazing the stuff that they know. They've listened to hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of this Android memes that's so far up their bums that they even know what it tastes like. Okay? So that's a beautiful thing. And then the parts that they've been able to compile so far and grasp is that they're eternal. Everybody kind of gets that. Now, you didn't in the beginning days. Boy, it was a white-knuckle flight. And now you start to come out that there are gods. But first, you didn't have any proof that there were gods. Everybody talks about them, but they're the ones that kill people. They're the ones that hurt. They're the ones that don't do right. They're the ones that mess up. They're the ones that get in trouble and get fouled up. So now you've accepted that there are gods. Now you got the platitude that God is love, and now you know that love is a force field. Then you come all the way up to, now you got to decide, does God love me? Okay? That's the vicissitude that you apply to your now knowing. Then rush into Herbert Marshall McLuhan quickly to tear up everything, because it undoes everything that you think you know, everything that you believe, everything that is. The mainline mainstream meme had to be torn down and destroyed, a la the tiny note chart. You had to destroy the tiny note chart, because if you didn't destroy the tiny note chart, Lyndon LaRouche would have already run the world. Bob would tell you that. Then you have these different quadrants that had to be undone. There really should have only been three, and then you got the holy offices, and you got the shit up to eight, and you'll have it to 200 if you leave Bob with it long enough. You'll get people to go create ridiculous words and put them in wordy books and make them go back in the past and write them down so that he has something interesting to talk about next Tuesday. Most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. And New Hampshire's still trying to copy it. But don't piss off President Trump, and everything will be okay.
I am at a loss for words at the moment. I totally lost
for
words.
That happens, darling.
I will come back and listen. But
I just wanted to jump in with a quick unrelated question, because I know you're at a loss for words, and sometimes when
Perfect.
Somebody jumps in and asks a question, it'll change things.
Perfect.
I'm just sitting here answering customer service questions, and somebody asked me if I could describe the different qualities of the Generation 120 that's being sent out, the Rebob.
It's effervescing again.
That's what they said. Are you reading my emails, Ion? No.
No, we don't. We didn't put your very private emails on the Secretary of State's email server either. Don't worry about that. It's all secret. Don't think we did that. They talk about that stuff all over the place. It's just crazy. It's not national security. Don't worry about all that. It's okay. Yeah, it might have come from McLean, Virginia, but it's close anyway, eh?
So what about Generation 120? It's effervescing, and anything else you can tell the brethren?
We already told you. We said as you're coming up into the 132, that then that'll be a benchmark mark, and then in you're up to your 112 is when this started, and that's what's been noted in production in the slides as they go. And then you were going to have a season of travail. You had the season of travail. Then you had timber. You got timber up to the place where you could land somewhere. And now you're coming up to the place where you enter into what we call Goshen.
Ah!
Oh, way cool.
There you go. And you'll get there.
How
this time. Now be very aware. Be very aware. Don't take it light. It's serious. It's fun, but it's serious. So could you imagine taking a Saturday Night Live that was for real? If there were a Saturday Night Live that was for real, that would be way cool because then it would be funny, 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 but it'd be kind of silly too. You know, Julia Child's chopping her arms off and stuff. It's just kind of silly. But if it were for real, it'd make put a very different spin on it. So picture this as reality TV where it's surreal, but it is real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is real. So now maybe it's Spiritual Israel, which is then on your YouTube channel, which is perfect, by the way. You even pick up some of the people who were not and bringing those all back full circle because you get the whole context of how it applies. You understand the difference between Ziklag and Zion. And Ziklag is a place and Zion is a place. Sometimes you're in one or the other or you're on your way. So Generation 120 has put you into the notion that you're going somewhere, okay?
Hey, yes, very good. And from Ziklag to Zion, Ion, you sent me that song many years ago, Reba
Rambo McGuire.
Oh,
that's Buck and Dottie Rambo's girl.
And Donnie,
Reba
her husband,
Rambo,
right?
And Donnie is her husband, yes.
All right, Ion, thank you. I will tell this person to listen to the archives. Excellent, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then you come back all the way full circle, and what you start noticing is, let's say you take now we're not suggesting this, and please get to clear everything with Dr. Bean anyway, but this will be fun. Take what they call a regular vitamin C tablet thingy, like a thingy. I don't know what you call them, a vitamin, a something, 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 vitamin. Maybe that's what it is. Okay, take a vitamin C tablet. Just nothing fancy, nothing even clean. Don't even get a nice one. Just get a regular old vitamin C tablet, like a pill, vitamin thing. And take and put it in a Petri dish or put it on a little container thing and put about a teaspoon of your Generation 120. And so you make all of the surface of that peel wet with it and watch what happens.
Is something going to explode? Should I stand back? What's going to happen?
Well, no, if we tell you that, it wouldn't be any point of doing it, though, darling. Just do it.
All right, that'll be something fun to do today.
Make sure you note your conditions. Make sure you note what it is, because if you want to do it again, you want to know what the ambient temperature was. What was going on? You see what I'm saying? That what's in your environment, and then see what happens.
So if I do it here, and if Kim does it in her world, we might get different results because we'd have different temperatures. Is that what you're saying?
No, just be aware of yours, so you'll know. Just so you know what it is. Yeah, that's
got it.
I mean, and you said that was impossible because you couldn't do that. But now with your giggly boxes, you can do anything. You can tell what the damn, how many bars of barometric pressure there are around you, see? So, I mean, you know, it's all good.
All right, Ion, thank you. Customer service Ion way, that's the best way.
Yeah, and let's make America great again, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Jenny, what are
Excellent.
You working on? What is it that you're going to cook or boil or what? What's the substance?
Well, I was asking Ion about Generation 120 for our good friend Nelson because he just wrote me a long email, as he is prone to do, telling me all the different details of his drops, but they slurped out and spilled everywhere, and they were lights of thickness and all things. And so I just thought, well, Ion's sitting right here, so I'm just going to ask Ion about it. And then Dion progressed and proceeded and talked a little bit about different generations up to 132, I think, and then said, if we take the Generation 120, I could get a vitamin C tablet or something and take a teaspoon of the drops and put it on the vitamin C tablet in like a Petri dish or a container or something like that. You know what Ion's talking about, like just a little, you know, ramekin or something in the kitchen. And then I could see something cool happen. So that's what I'm going to do and see what happens. I don't have any vitamin C here, though. I mean, I have liposomal vitamin C that Dr. Dean suggests, but I don't have a pill. So I went out to the drugstore a little later this afternoon and picked me up a cheap old vitamin C tablet, like Ion said.
Cover the vitamin.
Yep.
Cover the vitamin
with the RNA drops. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess ascorbic acid or something.
Yeah, well, like a folic acid. But don't waste your good vitamin C on it. Get it, like you say, get it cheap one. Don't waste good stuff on it.
Right. Not the doctor that she always recommends.
Yeah,
that's the good stuff.
Good for you. That's good for you. Now, unless you're going to take it yourself, then you can do that because you take 120 tests. If you're going to do that, then you're not wasting it. But we say, you know what we say, waste nothing. Save it all because sometimes your trash becomes your newest product.
We always say in customer service to people, don't waste anything. Rinse out your bottle. Take the last swig. Put it in your plants. Do something with it. Rub it on your face. Stick it in your belly button.
Oh, you're making us hot. Stop.
Very good, Ion. Thank you.
Always, always.
Okay, you're welcome. Who's this here? Unavailable. Speak.
Are we unavailable? We don't have our
hand up.
We're just there.
Everybody speak, and we'll see which one registers.
The bubbles. At one time.
See. Yeah, there it is. Who's that?
Hello. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
Who the fuck are you? State your ID, rank, and serial number, and what fucking war you fought in. Speak up, you ridiculous, weak little elf.
Hello. Hello.
Speak. What do you got, cancer? Hello. Got Zika? What's the latest disaster?
Are you pregnant? Have you been bitten by a mosquito? Do you have the newest retrovirus that's going to make your baby come out backwards? You poop out at parties. I'll get you some vitamin and Vegemite, and you can feel like a kid again. It'll be great.
Hello, Bob.
What's your name?
I'm Paola.
Oh, this is Sean in England?
Oh, it's me in Australia.
Oh, what's your name?
Pamela.
Okay, go ahead, Pamela. Stop fucking around. Fucking around. It's amazing you're even here. How'd you get here?
Boy, I tell you, lockdown Bob Rule is tough these days, isn't it?
Don't fuck with me.
Unless you really like to fuck, and then it's another conversation.
Yeah. Come on, Pamela. I've never heard you on here before. Maybe once, but what do you want to know?
Yes, you have. What do I
don't
know?
Argue. Just what do you want to know?
Arguing.
You're living out in the wilderness.
You
live out in the wilderness too much.
No, I'm in a city.
Okay. You take vacations, you go to the wilderness. You sent me pictures.
Did you like them?
No, I don't like any place other than Maui. I felt sorry for you. It was the horrible places people have to have vacations, but they're not here.
Oh, very beautiful.
Hey, Kel, I made her cry.
Already?
No, I'm not crying. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Am I and Bob and I in different worlds, Ion?
Sometimes, yes.
And they include me out. Don't bring me into it, Pamela. Just talk about yourself.
It's got to be about him. It just doesn't always have to be about him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard I was a key of G in the key of C. Did you hear what I said?
G.
What did
Ian
say? Did
G.
he say we were in parallel worlds?
G.
He said it's a key
world
of G world and
frequency
a key of
G?
C. Yeah. So which are mine?
Who, me?
G.
I don't know.
Which one am I in, Ion?
Yeah, no, you're
C flat.
I don't know.
C flat.
I don't know.
C flat.
I don't know.
B.
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 IMB. I just saw that in some psychedelic poster. B-E-E. Well, Pamela, you do sound like you're from another world.
Yeah, well,
I hope you have someone looking after you, Pamela. Yep. I don't know how you get this far. You must be on you're some kind of welfare, right? You don't have any talents. You have no skills.
What?
You maybe try going a boat on vacation, a little canoe or something out in alligator land, but aside from that, looks pretty hopeful.
We don't have alligators. Oh, I'm not there anyway.
Well, what was that in your picture then?
What? An alligator?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Oh, it's your husband.
There.
Okay, yeah, your husband. All right.
In Argyle, stop.
And the other.
What have you learned so far? That you're in a you're in parallel world B or G or C?
Key of G.
Key of G. Okay.
And you're in.
Ask about
something else.
Ask about the. Ask about Donald Trump or something, or your Prime Minister of Australia.
About that. I'm interested in Planet Nine, though. The inhabitants of Planet Nine.
Yes, happily.
What do they call their planet?
It's Ephesus.
Oh, how do you spell that?
E-P-H-E-U-S.
Ephesus. E-P-H-E-S-U-S.
Ephesus. Ephesus, yes.
And are they approaching us, or are we moving towards them, or what's happening?
No difference. Coming in and out, you can't tell the difference.
What sort of beings are they?
Happy ones.
Humans like us?
Oh, no, they're actually happy. They're not like you all.
Are there lots of them?
Yes.
How many?
More than a bread box.
Bread box?
Or a pocketbook full of asters.
You got your partner there, Pavel? Is that your partner giggling in the background?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Everyone's asleep.
Go ahead. Come on, Pamela. Stop wasting our time. What's your next point?
Oh, okay. What was special about the label that you got from the bottle of wine? The
Chateau Beauregard.
It has really nice window treatments.
Am I connected with that in any way?
With the valence, yes.
I have no idea what that means. My
look
family
up valence.
Background.
Look up valence.
Valence. And window treatment.
13, 14.
Grind it down. Grind it down. Let her spin, Bob. Let her spin. Get it.
Okay, Pamela, you're not energized enough to keep this up. Interesting question, but you're not doing anything with it.
Oh, well, I only caught to 4 in the morning.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, well, at least I got this far.
Didn't bother anybody. Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing great. Just make it better. You got one more question?
Well, not a good one, probably. Yeah. Well, so is there some connection then? Is there ion?
There.
What?
It does connect between what and what?
We
talking about the label? Some connection
and
to the label?
What you're talking about? Is there any connection?
Yes.
No.
You already said that. Oh, okay. There you go. Ha ha ha. Good.
Well, that doesn't mean nothing. You don't want to be connected to them. They lost everything. I wiped them out. They and the Knights Templars. You don't want to be linked to losers. Revamp your lineage.
The losers without lipids.
I'll write that down. That's a good one, Ion.
Yeah, that's my page, Don. That's about
on vacation.
It's very wonderful. You did very well. Under the circumstances, you're doing great.
Thank you, Arne.
Yeah,
you're ever
kind of like recess. We had a little recess. We got to go back into class now. It was a nice recess you provided.
Yeah. It was pleasant. It was thoroughly enjoyed by most.
Pamela, go back into writing in your millions of InQuick messages so we don't have to deal with any of it.
I won't do that. You didn't like
just,
it.
Just type. Yeah, you just type.
I mean, may I ask you something very quick?
Certainly. Go ahead.
You are always mentioning Leopold II. Why do you go to him so often?
Because it applies to when it applies.
Leopold II, you're asking why Ian keeps bringing him up. Is that what your question was?
And also Ephesus.
Yeah, Ephesus. The
Saxe Coburg and Gotha.
The ninth planet?
Saxe Coburg and Gotha.
Is Ephesus.
And are they connected to the new planet?
No. Yes, they are. But it's Saxe Coburg and Gotha. The house of Saxe Coburg and Gotha.
What about them? What's the context for it?
This question was, Ion, why do you continually bring up Leopold II and why?
It's because of the house of Saxe Coburg and Gotha.
I gotcha.
Did we mention that?
Yep.
Because of Maria Theresa, the Queen of Hungary and Bohemia.
Not Marie Henrietta.
And he had a,
not Henrietta.
No, and he had, no, it's a different one. This is, and he has a very smart beard that's well groomed.
Who, Henrietta or Marie or whoever you just said?
Leopold II.
Is this ninth planet the place where Henrietta was retrieving all these technologies?
Well, they're not.
That's a stretch.
See, that's the thing. That's a stretch. They're not. You're presuming that media has been diversified, and Bob's saying it's been qualified, not diversified.
What would be the connection with this new planet, with the things we are connecting?
The ghost of Leopold II.
So he's connected to this phenomenon, is what you're saying.
We'd like to say yes, but there's more to it than that. That it is connected, but that's not the only place it's connected. You're connected to it, Bob, but not, from his sphincter.
But is this planet like in the Renaissance, America show up?
It's
from somewhere.
It's a place they don't know where it is. It's like everything else around here. It's something that has no value, something that is nothing, that nobody knows about, nobody believes, nobody cares about, no one acknowledges, no one accepts. Then a little bit of time goes by, and it gets laid out in the Wikipedia very clearly and succinctly, and then everybody tries to start killing everybody over it.
Are you talking about how America showed up from another world?
Out of the blue.
Now it's like
out of
a new Renaissance, and...
And then all of a sudden, everybody's wanting to kill each other to get it. And 5 minutes ago, no one even acknowledged that it was.
When you say out of
anything.
The blue, it's like out of the...
Out of Africa.
That's a movie. But is it out of
it
lapis lazuli?
No.
Yeah, out of Africa. Humphrey Bogart.
That's very good. Steve, that's right. Jane Murray.
Yep. Fred McMurray, he didn't make it. He failed in the audition with Back to Disney.
True.
Yeah, he did the rubber ball. Rubbo or something. Flubber. Flubber. He made his name through the movie Flubber.
Yes.
When you tell us all these families, all these houses, what are we supposed to do? Look into the history, or is enough when you mention?
Well, mark it. Mark the history. Mark the knowing of it, and that's enough.
Yes, because there is no time.
There's no space.
There's no way to.
Is there space, Ion? Now, that's a good question. Is there space?
If you have to quantify, well, that's right. Yes, there is space, but there's no continuum. You talk about the time-space continuum. There is space, but there's not a continuum. Because between the heavy matter that is you, the spots between your cells, like in your angel diagram, the perfect cell, there's spaces between the lines, and that is space.
That's awesome.
And,
that is space.
Frequency.
That is space.
A phenomenon that takes place in time, like
no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It'll become no. Don't do it from a time perspective. Well, if you do it from a time perspective, you're going to prove that it isn't. You're going to prove that it is not. If you do it from a time space.
So through frequency and music, we have the experience of this no time now.
Yes. Almost a bit
it's
of euphoria. Euphoria instead of euphoria. It's euphoria. You got it and you're at peace, but you're mad as hell about it.